you know, the bottom and then the fruit and then the top.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can you tell me about some different dishes that use apples? The famous one is America's...
Apple pie.
Yeah. And
apple turnovers. And, apple dumplings. And apple sauce. Apples can be made a lot of things. Twitters. Twitters.
Oh, what are those?
You take the pastry and then when it's laid out, you spread the apples on it and you twist it.
Oh.
Bake it. And then you can put some type of icing on it. Well, I mean, it's just made of powdered sugar. You know how you see that. And then run it back in the stove, let that pie warm.
That sounds good. Okay, if somebody has a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see, food taken between regular meals, you would call?
Snacking.
Okay, and what do people drink for breakfast besides milk and orange juice?
Coffee.
Okay, and how do you make coffee?
You have to measure the water and then you put the amount of coffee per tablespoonful to the amount of water that you put in. You put the amount of water to the amount of cups that you want to have.
And then what do you do with it?
Brew it.
Okay. What do you drink when you're thirsty?
Water.
Mm-hmm. And you drink it out of what at the table?
A glass.
Okay. See, if dinner's on the table and family's standing around waiting to begin, what would you say to them? You might motion to the chairs and say...
Dinner is served.
Okay, or showing them the chairs, you might say...
Oh, be seated.
Okay, if you are sitting next to somebody and they passed you potatoes but didn't take any themselves, before you took them, you might say, oh, well, why don't you...
A helping of potatoes? You might say to them,
mm-hmm.
May I help you?
Or emphasizing the fact that before you take some, you want them to have
some. Won't you have a helping of potatoes? Is this what you mean?
Okay, is there a quicker or short way of saying that? Two words?
Have some.
Okay. Let's see, if you decide not to eat something, you'd say, I don't
care for any.
Okay, if food has been cooked and served a second time, you'd say it has been...
left over.
Okay, and if perhaps you had something more than you could eat for one dinner, say Sunday dinner, Monday you'd eat it and you would say that you were having...
leftovers.
Okay, you put food in your mouth and then begin to...
chew.
Okay, and... did you ever take cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat it that way?
Yes, but the water has been the liquid from a vegetable, and it's called cornmeal dumplings.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's real good.
Do you just boil it with, can you describe to me what you do to that?
Usually for the cornmeal dumplings, it's you take the meal, and it would be like you were going to fix bread, but you take the liquid from, well, most of the time it's greens, and you take the liquid that's hot and put it in the meal, and of course, always hot liquid poured in meal would almost cook it. And then you, I think that it's seasoned, put in the meal at first. And then you put it in little balls,
mm-hmm.
and it's put on top of the greens, and that's what.